90-year-old Nancy Hindle lives alone in a West Wichita apartment, a widow the past 3 years. She has family in the area helping her with daily needs, but cooking a meal is a difficult task.
Well, I got so I just couldn't put things together. And I have arthritis real bad, and then I don't ever use my oven if I'm by myself, you know. But it's very nice, and I just put it in the microwave and warm it up. Need it. Have a good supper.
Senior Services of Wichita administers the Meals on Wheels program. Sherry Flippo, the social services director for the agency, says they offer clients more than just food.
We see so many individuals who perhaps don't have anyone else in the city checking on them. And they'll say to us and to the volunteers, you know, it's just so nice for you to come by, or I wouldn't see anyone all week long.
Laurel Alkire, the executive director for Senior Services, knows firsthand the close bond that forms between volunteers and clients.
I know when I take a route, I was talking to a longtime volunteer yesterday, and I said, when you were gone on vacation, and I showed up at the door, they said, where's my volunteer? I said, what am I, chopped liver? I mean, here I am with your meal, but they really bond with each other, and we think that's a very important piece of the program.
Marlon Frederick has been delivering meals to Nancy and others in Wichita for about 10 years. He is a retired school teacher and sees Meals on Wheels as an important service for seniors, and with our aging population, expects an increasing need.
Of course, our generation is getting older and older, and I think that this program is a really good program, and I think in the years to come, you know, it's going to have to be expanded just to meet the needs of people like me. I'll probably be using this program here sometime, but I think it's well worth the effort of volunteers and everybody else involved in it.
The organization serves 250,000 meals in Wichita yearly, and funding for those meals comes from several sources.
Meals on Wheels is federally funded. It's funded by the state, funded by our Sedgwick County Aging Mill Levy here in our town, and also by United Way. Those are our four funding sources, and then, of course, what we raise. We don't charge clients for the meal because the federal dollars or Older Americans Act were not allowed. We do encourage donations. We do have some clients who do that.
So far, Meals on Wheels in Wichita has never cut a client or put someone on a waiting list due to a financial shortfall. Alkire says it's hard to figure the impact of sequestration, but funding cuts for the program could range between 8 and 20%.
As we all know, public funding is very precarious right now. We are now under this sequestration, which is going to affect our federal dollars, which could affect our state dollars. There are a lot of issues making sure that we can keep feeding the people who need the service.
What is your greatest need as a nonprofit? And you're not allowed to say money.
Well, and of course, money is critical, but we consider volunteer labor as good as gold, and they're well worth their weight in gold.
Flippo says a couple of big snowfalls and a high flu rate presented some challenges for keeping volunteers this winter.
As we have seniors delivering, this particular flu season has been really tough this winter, and we've had a lot of people out temporarily, or some, unfortunately, who have developed other health problems and had to discontinue for a while. So we constantly really need to recruit volunteers.
Individuals can contact Senior Services directly or receive a referral from a hospital or other agency.
You know, we're really tied into that system, so they know if there's a senior who is in need of a daily meal, they can call Meals on Wheels.
The service is also available on a temporary basis for those recovering from surgery or an illness. For KMUW News, I'm Milt Radford.